We are launching into Out of the Sea, the program. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. As we go right into your phone calls, let's start things out with Manuel in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Manuel.
Good evening, guys. How are you doing?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was just just got home and checking my blogs, and I see an article about the post office. Apparently, some people are complaining that there's too much junk mail. So, some state senators, I believe this is in Colorado, want the post office to create a no junk mail list.
Oh, jeez.
Usually I don't want the government to do anything, but in this case, the local government's trying to go against the federal government on the post office side.
It is fun to watch the government people fight with each other.
Yeah, and then here's the ridiculous outcome. The post office, service spokesman, whatever his name is, he said that,
It's all right. You can summarize it if you want.
Yeah, they were opposing the measure to create this list because it would jeopardize the jobs of the Postal Service.
That's their excuse, is that, oh my God, bureaucrats could lose jobs.
Yeah.
We don't care about your freedom. We don't care about your privacy. We're talking about bureaucrats' jobs here.
I could lose my job at any point in time.
That's right, and these people are totally insulated from the market or what customers want. They see losing their job to something terrible. Sometimes, that's the way things have to be. Otherwise, we'd still be using technology that's hundreds of years old if people weren't about to lose their jobs.
Absolutely.
Right.
We can't have new automobiles because blacksmiths could lose their jobs and farriers would lose their jobs.
Yeah, forget about these word processors. We need typewriters. Bring those back.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, and plastics. My God, what are the basket weavers going to do?
Yeah, that's right. And the thing is, if we had a competing postal company, I'm sure the postal company said, you know what, we're not going to accept junk mail for people. We'll only accept mail that is individually for you or for your home with your name, no mass bulk. You know, I'm sure that company will have more business.
Yeah,
but
you're probably right.
But the opposite is happening. You're screwing the customers just to make yourself relevant.
Yep. And that's really
a monopoly, and it's terrible.
And the postal service really has become irrelevant. It seems like the vast majority of stuff I get, my wife pays most of the bills online. She gets the bills quite a few of them online. It seems like all we're getting is solicitations in the mail, whether they know my name or not. There's still solicitations. They might have got my name off some list somewhere. I'm eligible for yet another credit card. Oh my God, this is the uranium 223 card. Whatever. You know, it's all solicitations.
Manuel, any other thoughts tonight?
No, I'm just, the post office just keeps coming back as a perfect real example of, how government is just screwing up everything and doesn't permit anyone to compete against it.
Yeah, and it's supposed to be one of their shining beacons on the hill of wonder and efficiency. And look how many jobs it has. And, oh, the post office, oh, what do we do without them? And
right,
no.
It's a taxpayer-subsidized ad venue. That's what it would be. That's what this show is, and that's what anything that delivers that amount of advertisement to you is.
Yeah, and I think recently, I don't really haven't looked at this, but I get the impression that the price on stamps just keeps going up faster and faster.
The price on what?
I want the price of stamps to go up because I would like. I want
first
the.
Class.
Sorry, I want the price of stamps to go up because I want to see what happens when it gets to a dollar.
Why do you say that, Julia?
Oh, well, because there's a monopoly on mail under a dollar, so they'll either have to change the law or I'll be able to send my letters via UPS.
Yeah, well, that's true. They do have a federal law that insulates the post office from competition. FedEx, UPS, DHL, and those other companies are able to compete for packages and for mail over a dollar, and they do. They compete very effectively. That's why anybody that wants to send a package and get it to someplace on time, guaranteed, insured, doesn't choose the post office, because the marketplace has whooped their butts And the post office is concerned that the marketplace will whoop their butt when it comes to first-class mail, that is, mail under a dollar, and so therefore the federal government has put in a little protection method for them in the law.
I don't understand why UPS and FedEx haven't stepped up to the plate with $1 letter service at this point. You're at 40 cents to send a letter? I don't know. I don't send it anymore, so... 40
cents? It's
not
over 40 cents.
40 cents.
It's more
41
than
cents.
Okay, 41 cents to send a letter, a dollar to send with UPS.
It's still twice as much, man. It's not.
I understand that many people would not take the service, but they don't need UPS. Does not need everybody to take the service if it's a viable thing. Sending a letter
I think to be fair on this argument, I think the post office survives mostly from companies. That they have to mail out thousands of things every day, like hundreds of thousands. So a difference of one penny, it's a big difference. So
yeah, that's going to make a big difference.
They will go for whoever's cheapest, even if it's a post office.
Right. If you're doing,
I'm just wondering why they haven't done it yet. And I don't know if I trust UPS.
It's not enough of a market.
I don't know
segment.
If I trust UPS or FedEx to deliver that $1. I do trust Walmart and I trust Google. I think that they'll come out and they'll offer a $1 letter delivery service.
Well, it's probably because there's a certain infrastructure they'd have to add to their business that they don't have right now. They don't have letter processing infrastructure. They've got mostly package processing infrastructure, and so there probably would have to be an upgrade done that would cost them a lot of money.
Perhaps.
And they might look at the potential as far as, well, we're going to be charging twice as much as the post office. Are we going to get that many customers for the service we're offering? And perhaps they have looked at it, and they've just said that at this point it's not worth the investment.
But maybe when it gets to 70 cents or 80 cents.
Maybe so. It's something certainly to look forward to. And Manuel, thanks for bringing it up tonight. Appreciate the call, sir. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line for you. It's kind of fun to think about what the private mail delivery market would look like. Because again, we're just talk show hosts. We can only speculate and come up with our own ideas. Your ideas are just as good as ours. We're not going to be the ones that are setting up these services, so we are certainly not the final arbiters of how things would work. But I think you might see a service start up where you could, for instance, have an advertisement printed on the outside of your envelope, and that would pay for the shipping, where you could hand the envelope to your delivery man or the facility or wherever it is it's shipping it out of, and they put it through some automated machine, and if you're on their service where you don't have to pay for the postage, just print some advertisement on there to pay for the cost of shipping it from point A to point B. It's possible. That's just one idea. What do you think? How would it work? And would the prices go up? Because how much are those postal rates subsidized? How much of the 41 cents that you're paying, how much above that is the actual cost? What's the actual cost of shipping a letter?
That's what I want to know, is how much subsidies do they get?
And also, of course, what we'd end up seeing also is real cost based on overhead. Instead of this flat shipping rate where it costs 41 cents to send a letter across the street, but it also costs the same 41 cents to ship a letter to Alaska. I mean, what's that all about? Shouldn't it cost more to ship to Alaska? Doesn't it cost more gasoline to ship to Alaska, for instance?
It's some kind of subsidy program. I don't really understand it. I know what people will say, but then the people in Alaska will be cut off from America. well, I didn't move to Alaska.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody in Alaska, at least not personally or well. Why should I be... I shouldn't have to worry about that.
Right.
So you're telling me that they can charge me more to ship to Saskatchewan than to Alaska? What kind of sense does that make?
Right. And if there's, again, the post office rates are subsidized. So when you're buying the postal stamps, every other taxpayer is helping you pay for helping you buy those stamps at the lowest possible rate. What if I, as an internet user, very rarely, if never, send actual mail through the system? What if I pay all my bills online? What if I don't receive invoices through the mail? What if it all comes in online and I am completely detached from the postal system? You telling me that I have to subsidize you because you want to keep using this old archaic system? Is it my obligation to subsidize your mail delivery service? That's the same argument that says that it's my obligation to put your kids through school. Same argument. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. 9231 on the way here. Your calls about what you want. Also coming up, the latest on the Free State Project and a high school cell phone porn scandal. We'll explain. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowegisacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct a muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowegisacral under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowegisacral at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your Sacrowegisacral now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit Sacrowegisacral.com. That's Sacrowegisacral.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That would be the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Features there are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. By the way, those features include the wiki with over 1,500 pages created by listeners like you. Just go to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive. wiki.freetalklive.com. The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 9th through the 15th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to see firsthand why New Hampshire is one of the country's best places to live and expand your network of liberty-loving activists, businesses, and organizations. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Learn more at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. As we continue with your phone calls, it's Vince in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Hello, Vince. Vince, California, going once. Vince in California, going twice. Let's try Dennis in New Hampshire. Dennis, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line.
What's up, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, there was quite a victory this past week in the New Hampshire legislature for a porcupine.
Really? What's that?
Well, the early mover porcupine legislator had some vicious licensure that would have affected him as a contractor and pretty much every other contractor in the state. Basically, just a little piece of licensing that is what the New Hampshire state is really loving to do right now. They're licensing everything.
Oh, boy.
And basically, a lot of people leapt to his defense. A lot of people, he issued a call for help, and he really got it. A small but dedicated group of people basically printed some stuff out that had nothing to do with the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, or some of them were members, but just, pretty much a spontaneous show. And they did manage to defeat the little sucker.
Excellent.
So that's one piece of licensure that's not going to happen in these crazy times.
So because of the efforts of Free State Project members and other liberty activists in New Hampshire, this piece of legislation was defeated. And it has not been the only one. There have been several success stories so far. And this is only the very beginning, isn't it, Dennis?
Yeah, well, this was, I think the NHLA can take a little bit of credit for it in that it was the very top of our gold standard, the very first one that was handed out. And it seemed to have had maybe some influence. Who knows?
Right. Now, what's the gold standard for listeners that don't know?
Well, that is the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. We watch the bills that are coming up in the legislature, and we watch for the ones that are very good or very bad. We do what we can to support or oppose those. We print up our recommendations on some golden-colored pieces of paper and call them the gold standard and make sure that all of the legislators get them as they go in to vote.
I think it's a brilliant idea because
they're bored, so they read it.
Right. I saw the Ridley Report. I guess RidleyReport.com did an episode on this, and I think it's a brilliant idea because basically these legislators are getting handed recommendations as they go in from the Democrats and the Republicans, and now you've got the libertarians, the liberty activists, standing there handing out their recommendations as well. And over time, they're going to get used to receiving these from you, and they're going to be expecting it, and they're really going to give it serious consideration, especially as the number of activists continues to grow in the state, and we continue to increase our influence.
Well, we can't make all of them listen to Free Talk Live, although some will, but this is we can get the same message across to these guys, I hope.
You
were talking about the Ridleyo.
Yeah.
It would be pretty fun but boring to do this. The video of the floor fight, apparently there was a floor battle that happened over this piece of legislation. It's all videotaped, and it's all on the state archive. It's just very boring to go through the boring motion parts, and it's pretty cool, actually, if you pick out the good bits. So it's something anyone could do, and I might do, but I'm already doing too much of this crud.
Yeah, editing's a pain, especially editing boring crap like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, another aspect of this gold standard, I was attacked by Republicans.
Really?
Yes. In fact, the Liberty Alliance was the sort of conservative Republican, small government Republican-leaning group, the House Republican Alliance, was absolutely pissed off with the Liberty Alliance.
Over what?
The same gold standard. We suggested a constitutional amendment, for the record, one that a typically pro-liberty Republican put into place, actually the guy in the House responsible for getting us out of real ID, suggested this amendment. So, all right, and it would have sort of shored up the issue with the schools. Right now there's an issue where basically an income or sales tax is sneaking in through the expense of schooling. And the bill would have basically avoided that, although it would have created a constitutional requirement for government to run schools, which it doesn't currently have unless you're so screwed up you're a Supreme Court justice.
Okay.
We got attacked for that because they don't want to go to that. They want the no government control of schools preserved in the Constitution. They're very pissed.
Well, I mean, I can understand that. You agree with them on that, right?
Yeah, it's just nice that they are so completely, when they see it, they can be so focused on it, although you can tell they're not used to being the minority party.
I see what you're saying. You're saying that you guys are so important that they have made it worth it's worth their while to attack you.
Exactly. Gotcha. Exactly. If only we'd supported the right thing, maybe it would have passed.
Got it. Very good, Dennis. Well, hey, keep up the good work out there. And since I've got you on the line, you are the husband of the president of the Free State Project, Irina Goddard. And I was just going to talk about the new development over at the Free State Project website. Would that be something you'd be interested in discussing?
I can, although I had basically no hand in it other than being a sort of kind of beta tester. It was all done by a guy named Lewis, who's the IT guy really for the FSP. He does all the heavy lifting. And he integrated a new piece of functionality that the FSP has been talking about for, God, how many years?
It's been
now
on the table for at least a solid year. I mean, you guys have been really seriously considering it for a while, and now it's become a reality. It's basically a modification of the statement of intent. We talk about the Free State Project a lot on this show. It's a movement of 20,000 liberty-loving activists moving to New Hampshire to get active and to help protect the liberty the state does have and increase it on into the future. But the problem is the pledge that you have to sign, the statement of intent, is a little, well, inflexible. Or it was until now, right, Dennis?
That is correct. We are responding to market signals, you could say.
Yeah, I'm very excited about this, and you know, I've got to say that this is going to be the thing that makes the Free State Project really kick into gear. I think that
if it's promoted correctly,
yeah, it's going to require certainly promotion. People are going to have to understand that the statement of intent has changed, that that it's flexible. But I really think that am I crazy? End of the year, middle of next, it could be. We could reach the 20,000.
Yeah, I think that's crazy.
That is crazy.
I think
it's
done.
Although I think this will sell itself in that, you know, with the internet the way it is these days, especially with the political climate the way it is these days, people are searching on Real ID and what's going on, and New Hampshire is one of very few places that has actually opted out, and I think that is going to be a very big deal. We have cool video and stuff about that.
I think that's great, Dennis. I refuse to believe that anything sells itself that doesn't include nudity. I think that there has to be the proper marketing put behind this for it to go anywhere. It's still going to be better than
take
what
your shirt
we got.
Off.
Well, if that's what it takes, if we can get people, you know, to sign up for the Free State Project shirt off, I don't care.
All right, we'll come back and discuss more of this. And Dennis, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate hearing from you.
Later, guys.
Yep, 800-259-9231. I want to tell you more about exactly how this has changed, because the old statement of intent for the Free State Project was that you would agree to move to New Hampshire once the project reached 20,000 signers. We're over 8,000 signers at this point. It's been moving pretty slowly, so that means that 20,000 number is way out in the future somewhere. And we found that with all the early movers coming as early as they have been, like us, that moving people sooner rather than later is very, very desirable. And that's what the Free State Project has done. They've made it much easier. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Carfenic Minute. Oh, yes, the burn of a good workout. Oh, yes, the burn of fuel at the track. Oh, no, the burn of a cigarette on your car's carpet. When I come back, I'll give you the cure. I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com. BG. Joe Camel's been smoking in your car. Now his cigarette isn't the only thing that's smoldering. Before you blow your cool, try this to repair burns. With small scissors, remove damaged carpet and scrape away residue. From under the seat, snip whole fibers one at a time. Next, dab the burn spot with waterproof adhesive. Then with tweezers, carefully place each new fiber upright in the adhesive until the spot is as dense as surrounding carpet. Voila! You've kept your cool, your cash, and your carpet. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Line 800-259-9231, the Staples CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away. And those features include the updates. Get signed up. We keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You'll know first. If you're on the updates list, go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on it. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does that bother you? It bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com. Still talking about the new development in the Free State Project, which I think is pretty exciting. And we talked about this, a year ago, back when it was first proposed. And finally, the Free State Project has made a move. They've made the change. And I think it's a very positive one. I think it's going to do some really good things for the rate of signups that they're getting. Now, for those of you that don't know, the Free State Project's been around since 2001. It was a brilliant concept founded by Dr. Jason Sorens, political science major, or the doctor of political science. Anyway, he's a teacher, a professor at some university somewhere. So he came up with this idea, and the idea was to move liberty activists, liberty-loving people, all to the same place, to the same state. And they had a vote. Once the project reached 5,000 members, all 5,000 people were able to vote on which state they would prefer to move to. New Hampshire won overwhelmingly for a variety of different reasons. And ever since then, the purpose of the project has been to convince people to join the Free State Project, move to New Hampshire, and get active for liberty. The problem is that the Free State Project's original concept was that what happened was Jason Sorens, the founder, did some research. And he researched other political movements like the Mormons moving to Utah or the Parti Québécois in Quebec. He researched these different movements and found that in a state of relatively low population, 20,000 activists should be more than enough to get the job done, to return a state to liberty or advance a state to liberty, however you want to look at that, to drastically cut down the size of government and drastically increase freedom.
Well, I'd like to make a correction here as to what you said. You've said active, politically active people and or activists, and I think there's a difference between politically active and activists. Jason Sorens was basically
Did I say politically active?
You said activists.
Okay.
And I think Jason Sorens was actually talking about politically active. He was talking about people that are willing to vote. Perhaps put a yard sign out.
Right.
Maybe write a letter to the editor now and then. He's talking
That's
about
correct.
Your average sort of politically active individual. What he got, in fact, were people that are just very, very active. That take liberty.
Super activists.
Extraordinarily active.
Exactly.
So 20,000 regularly sort of active people that get out and vote and care and will write letters to the editor, they're not, you know, they're not as valuable as one super activist.
Yeah, basically, he has revised his research since then, and he said that 12,000 regular activists would have been enough for New Hampshire. So the number is way too high. 20,000 was way too high. And beyond that, as you said, Mark, the super activists is what have signed up for the Free State mm-hmm. Project. The real doers, the people that are self-starters, the people that are going to go and start their own organizations or better yet, go out and get active with the existing ones in ways that he had never really envisioned.
Yeah.
And in that case, if you're talking about super activists, it's been suggested that 2,000 super activists would be more than enough.
I think you're pushing it with 2,000, but
either way.
5,000? Oh, my God.
Either way, 8,000. Which is what our current signer level is with the Free State Project.
I'm not saying that all of them are super-duper activists, but, you know...
If you could get 8,000 of them, that would be amazing.
Yeah, if everybody that was a Free State Project member signed up right now, moved to New Hampshire right now, you'd see an entirely different state. Liberty would begin, it'd begin sweeping the land like wildfire.
Yeah, it could be overnight, really, or close, darn close to it. So, but the problem is, so even though he's revised his numbers and he's changed his mind on that, the original agreement that those 8,000 people signed was that they would move when the number reached 20,000.
Right, and even then hasn't got anywhere near that, and it's
right.
You know, so they're not thinking about it.
Even then, it's a 5-year window. So it reaches 20,000, then there's a 5-year window everyone has to move. And so they decided that the Free State Project needs to be more flexible. So what they've done, and you can see this now at freestateproject.org, is they've modified things a little bit to where you can tell them when you sign up what parameters would make you move sooner. Or if you just know you're going to move sooner, you can sign up and say, look, I'm not going to wait till there's 20,000. I'm going to go now. So here are some of the new options that they have, which I find pretty exciting, and I'm hoping that if you've been looking at the Free State Project, you've been thinking about it, that this will push you over the edge. This will give you a reason to get signed up. It says here that you can opt into any of these things.
The first thing it says is that, you know, here's the statement of intent, which is slightly modified, I guess, from the original one. It says, I hereby state my solemn intent to move to the state of New Hampshire. Once there, I will exert the fullest practical effort towards the creation of a society which the maximum role of civil government is the protection of life, liberty, and property.
So they've removed the 20,000 requirement then?
They've removed the 5-year requirement.
Okay.
It doesn't kick in until, it's just above that. Here's step one, statement of intent. Participants of the project shall move to New Hampshire as expeditiously as possible and absolutely within 5 years at the point of time when the 20,000 signature threshold was reached.
So they still have the old signature thing if you want to use that one. But mm-hmm. then you can add on this. You can say, I'm so excited by the project, I'm moving by the end of the year. And then you can choose from three different options, 2008, 2010, and 2012. Or... that's if you know you can move soon, which is great. It allows people to say, I'm not going to wait for this 20,000, which is what I encourage. If you can move within the next few years, you should, because the activism's happening now, and we need as many liberty activists here as possible. You can also add this one, and you can say, I'll move to the New Hampshire by the end of the year 2008, 2010 to 2012, if this other number of pro-liberty people also commit to doing so. So you can have a trigger point.
Mm-hmm.
You can say, well, I'll move as long as 500 other people say they're going to move by that same time. I'll move by 2010 as long as 1,000 other people. And you can choose that number. So each individual can choose which number makes them feel comfortable enough to say, all right, I'm moving. Pretty cool.
Makes sense.
Here's another one. I'll begin searching for employment immediately, and I'll move upon either finding suitable employment or by the end of the following year, whichever comes first. So you either find a job or you move by the end of whenever you choose the year. Also, they've added one in here for presidential election concerns. Should the Republican Party nominate any person other than Ron Paul for president in 2008, I will commit to moving by the end of 2010. That's an option you can choose. As we understand, the Free State Project understands a lot of people are going to be pretty upset if Ron Paul does not get the nomination. And they're going to be looking for something to do. They're going to be looking for something to focus their energy on. What a perfect choice. The Free State Project. Another option. I'll move to New Hampshire by the end of this year. You choose the year. If the following person is elected to the office of President of the United States, and you can choose from the variety of Democrats and Republicans that are running. So that way, if there's somebody that's in the presidential election that's really just, you're just so anti that person, you can put them down as your reason for moving.
Mm-hmm.
Your impetus for moving. And then you can, then there's an open-ended one. I will move to New Hampshire by the end of the year. You choose the year if the following happens, and you can just fill it in.
Yep.
You know, a terrorist.
Quasars.
Right? Yeah, whatever. And then there's some other ones here. I'll move to New Hampshire within 2 years if my current state of residence adopts the real ID, which is most of the states. I'll move to New Hampshire within 2 years if the United States cedes any national sovereignty, such as by entering into a North American Union. I'll move within 2 years if the federal or state government mandates universal health care. If the state or federal government passes new firearm regulations I deem unconstitutional, new drug regulations I deem unconstitutional, new education regulations I deem unconstitutional, and if my state or government passes fill in the blank. That seems to me kind of weak, like, you know, you're okay with the current state of affairs, but if they pass one more law, you're going to move to New Hampshire. I don't know if those are going to be too popular of choices, but they're there for you. The point is, the Free State Project has really opened the doors a lot wider to a huge variety of different people who have different things that are very important to them in their life that may not be as important to other people, and they can now customize their moving pledge with the Free State Project.
As long as it's within 5 years of reaching the 20,000 and the whole old thing. Yeah, they can customize within that.
No, this is for early movers. This is for people moving sooner than 20,000.
Right.
Right. Okay. 800-259-9231. That is online right now at the Free State Project website, which is freestateproject.org. Basically, all you have to do is click the join the FSP button. So any of the join links will take you right to that page. You can explore that for yourself. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SaviRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SaviRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SaviRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Hi, Dr. Deagle here from the NutraMedical Report, 2 to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday here on Genesis. You may have heard how relaxing an Ionic Foot Spa can be. The warm, soothing bubbles rushing around your feet. The joy of relaxation. Few people realize how much benefit the Ionic Cleansing can be to remove toxins from your body. ElectroChi Premier Foot Spa helps in cleansing the body of harmful toxins and energizes your cells. Each treatment will electrically recharge you at the cellular level. Your cells become electrically balanced and the cells are oxygenated. Your body will begin to work better. Energy helps your body to purge heavy metals, toxins, and parasites. And with ElectroChi, your well-being, vitality, and energy and health will improve dramatically, and you'll feel rejuvenated and energized. This is sold at thousands less than your health professional's office. Activate your wellness with a relaxing, energizing detoxification with ElectroChi Energy Foot Spa. Balance your body's meridians of energy and your wellness today. 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Blood sugar, cholesterol, and circulation levels return to normal. Arteries unclog. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance naturally with absolutely no negative side effects. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with a patient of his who started taking Heart and Body Extract.
I have a bad experience with a gentleman who was a colleague of mine for many, many years. And so we got him this product, and he could not walk from his house to the mailbox to get his mail because he had congestive heart failure. And after being on this product for about 4 to 6 weeks, he was able to walk 50 minutes per day. And after 2 months, he was walking up to 3 miles per day.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. Sickles CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy those. If you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then shop with us at our store. Head over to store.freetalklive.com. Place your order for a variety of excellent quality Free Talk Live branded merchandise. We've got everything from Free Talk Live hats to t-shirts to hoodies, lighter bottle opener combos, even other products like flags that don't even have our logo. We get special free marketeer flags. It's an original logo designed by our store manager and graphic guru, Johnson. So head over to store.freetalklive.com, take a look at the inventory, and add some to your shopping cart. And remember, the special offer is still going on. Barry Cooper's Never Get Busted DVD will be yours if you order over $75 worth of merchandise, including shipping, including our regular shipping fee. So over $75 in the shopping cart will net you a free DVD from Barry Cooper, Never Get Busted. We'll throw that in because Barry and his wife, Candy, were nice enough to just give us some to give away. Very cool of them.
Yeah, it's good for our listeners. It's good for us. It's good for everyone.
Yep, exactly. So once again, that's store.freetalklive.com. Let's go to your phone calls and talk. We're going to try Vince again in California. Vince, you're on Free Talk Live. Oh, sorry, Vince is gone. I should have read that correctly. Let's continue with this one's James in Kentucky. I believe it's Jamie told you so, but I'm not sure. Jamie?
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, buddy.
There you go.
I'm doing just fine. I tell you what, there's been 9 robberies in here in the last 2 weeks.
Well, you've been doing robbing people.
I haven't been robbing people. Hey, it's got so bad, people think this is a free everything state.
What's happening up there? Who's been robbed?
They've been stealing dogs. Animals and robbing
now,
stores.
Now,
and
if they take animals, aren't they like cattle wrestlers? Aren't they dog wrestlers?
I guess so. I don't know.
Wrestlers.
Now, robbing somebody is where you do it in person, right? That's where you actually assault someone or accost them in some way. You usually hold a weapon on them or threaten them in some way, right? That's
yeah,
robbery.
Yeah, and get this. They shot one guy in the leg.
Over his
That's
dog?
A robbery.
Over money.
Oh, my goodness. That is out of control.
Root of all evil.
Who are they?
Why now?
Who are they? Do you know?
The robbers.
They are the robbers. Gotcha. Money's not the root of all evil, by the way. It's the love of money.
What is being done to stop this, Jamie? Are you helping out on the task force or something, or what's happening?
Well, no, I'm thinking about, I've been watching that first of 48. on A&E.
The what?
I'm thinking about becoming a detective.
And what are you watching?
The first 48.
48 hours with Eddie Murphy?
No, this is on A&E Network.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know. I don't watch the television, so I couldn't tell you. What, do you give up wrestling? You used to like wrestling, Jim. You still watch that?
Well, I'm taping now on my DVR and watching it later on.
That's good.
Jamie,
you're so technologically advanced.
You can't. You wouldn't believe it, but Ian and I had breakfast the other day with Kane from the WWE.
We sure did.
You know who he is?
Yeah, Dwayne Jacobs.
Glenn Jacobs, yeah.
Glenn Jacobs.
Yeah, nice guy. Couldn't believe it.
Nice guy. Did y'all tell him about me?
I forgot, man. I'm so sorry.
Well, no, I didn't.
focused on my
the reason I called is about this photo they took in Mars.
On Mars?
Yeah. I tell you what, it's identical to the photo I took one time when I went hiking. Looks like I was resting.
Mm-hmm.
I stopped on a rock and rested.
Mm-hmm.
And it just looks like the same photo.
I'll be damned. Where were you hiking? In the Grand Canyon?
I'm going to sue NASA for it.
Wait, where were you hiking? In the Grand Canyon?
Yeah.
So do you think that they really don't have a spaceship up there on Mars taking
pictures? We got, there's space.
We got Jamie's photo album. They're just scanning that in. What's going on?
They don't need it. Apparently, they can just take the same pictures here on Earth. You took one already, right?
No, but you're saying it's the exact same photo, right? I mean, you're talking about a lawsuit, Jamie.
Yeah, I'm going to sue them.
You're going to sue NASA.
Yeah, and then I'm moving up to the Free State Project.
Are you really?
Go ahead
don't
and sign up
leg.
Now worry about that later.
Hey, I'm going to make it before 2012. That's the Maya prophecy said that's the year the world's going to end.
Well, then you might as well sign up now at freestateproject.org. Go ahead. Put your name on the list.
Jamie, thanks for the call. We appreciate it as always, dude. 800-259-9231.
I've always really wanted to meet Jamie, told you so. So I hope he does.
You might get your chance. You never know. Maybe Paula will come up here before you know it. We'll have them all here. Maybe they can have their own little commune together.
That's some good stuff.
All right, let's continue with your calls and talk to John in New Hampshire. John, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello. John in New Hampshire. Hey there.
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I can hardly hear you on the phone here.
I don't know why that would be. I don't know if the board op can twist some dials and make us sound
better. I can hear you well enough, I guess, to converse. I just wanted to tell you, we did a little activism today up at the courthouse.
Mm-hmm,
there's four guys that are charged for supporting the Browns.
Oh, yeah.
And we went up there to do a little bit of support. I'm a nonviolent kind of guy, and these guys did not initiate any violence. I saw my friend Dave Ridley up there. I saw my friend Lauren Canario up there. We also got together and practiced a little bit of videography, I guess they would call it Ridleyography.
Now, you guys are getting up there. You're getting active. This, by the way, is another one of the activists here in New Hampshire. Now, John, were you a Free State Project member, or were you just somebody that happened to move to New Hampshire just because you wanted to be a little more free? I forget.
No, I was going to move here. I promised myself that for many years, and the Free State Project was icing on the cake.
Got it.
I was a member. I was a voter. I helped to choose New Hampshire. I know many people from my native state of Massachusetts who we get a bad name. We're called mass holes and all that stuff.
You are.
Not most of us that I know came here for the right reasons. The union leader has borne that thing out that we are not a bunch of liberals, although some are. We're not.
Well, the Free State Project is made up of all kinds of different people. It is the one thing that holds them all together is that they all believe the government is way too big and needs to be drastically cut down. Some of us believe that the government doesn't need to be here at all. Some of them believe it should be very small, but that's pretty much the common thread between us all.
Well, the fun part was that we, as Free Staters, coming from Texas and Nevada and just an old mass hole like myself, all getting together and going up to Concord to support some folks who are not doing anything that should be, Check out the Ridley Report. Check out
they
the
didn't harm anybody. You're talking about the four individuals who've been charged as accessories to the Ed Brown situation. And for those that don't remember, Ed and Elaine Brown were there are a couple in their 60s that were put in federal prison after having essentially held off the feds for several months. It was something like 10 or 11 months. It wasn't like an armed standoff necessarily. It's just that they told the feds they were going to shoot if the feds came on their property.
Well, these people have done nothing wrong.
Right, and these people you're talking about that were on trial today, they were the ones that had gone, or some of the people that had gone to help Ed, had brought him some food, had brought him some supplies, and the federal government alleges that they also brought Ed some weapons, which is why they are standing trial. Do we know how the trial went?
The thing for me is, for a few years I've gotten into a little bit of yoga and getting into healthful type of thing, and there's a stereotype that a little bit of this is kind of to the left. You know, the people that are into yoga or organic food and all that sort of stuff, the vegans, the vegetarians, that's all kind of on the left. Well, guess what? These people are looking supposedly to find a healthy balance. They're trying to find harmony. But there's one thing that they're mistaken about. If they lean too far to the left, it's just as bad as leaning too far to the right. And this is what I want to get at. It's my purpose in going there. It's a large part of my purpose in going there today. I worked an overnight shift and got out at 8 o'clock in the morning and hurried up there to Concord. My purpose in doing that is I'm trying to build a file about what is the cause of the violence. People on the left think that it's okay. They think it's nuts that these guys that are on trial would bring guns so somebody could defend themselves.
Right, anything that has to do with the gun is so
cool. But they think it's okay if the whole damn government brought a thousand tons of guns down on their ass. That's okay. So who's more violent?
Yeah, it's great. That's a great point, John. There's a big disconnect going on there, and I wish we had more time to think.
I want to try to tie that in. I'm going to try to do it a little more calmly than I'm doing right now.
Well, keep up the good work, man. I mean, that's talk about a dedicated activist. As he said, you know, working an overnight shift, you're beat tired if you work overnight shifts. I know. I used to do it. And he gets out of his shift and moves on and does activism, goes out and does a protest outside of the federal courthouse in Concord today. This is the kind of caliber of activism we're talking about going on here in New Hampshire. Hour 3 is coming up. High school cell phone porn on the way.
Can you hear that? It's the Federal Reserve stealing your savings. It's time for you to inflation-proof your money. Get America's second most popular currency, the Liberty Dollar, 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's been America's inflation-proof currency since 1998. Use the Liberty Dollar to make money, do good, and have fun. Get it at a discount and use it at a profit. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.